Hello, hello, all of my sunshines. How are you this beautiful Saturday evening? Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall, and I have a very special guest tonight for this, our very first show of our new season, because we have been gone for a few months. You guys know I've been dealing with quite a few personal issues. So we are back tonight, and I just want to jump right into the show and welcome our very special guest. For those of you who don't know, the Wall Foundation, Inc., who sponsors Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation, we sponsor a worldwide Healing Through Art contest 2 times a year. And, you know, a few months ago, we had on the winner of round one. Well, tonight we are bringing you the winner of round two for our worldwide Healing Through Art contest. Linda Phelps will be joining me in a very few moments. And I want everyone to get situated. I want to welcome everyone who's here in the call query. Of course, if you'd like to be on air and you have a question or comment for Linda, press the number 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you'd like to be on air. And, of course, welcome to all of our visitors who will be joining us and who are joining us in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here, and I am so glad to be back. With that said, we're going to bring Linda online, but I'm also going to read a little bit of the bio that Linda had sent me for her winning piece, Angel's Wing. And while I'm pulling that up, I want to welcome Linda to our show. And I know that I hear her coach in the background when she was trying to get on. We're going to try to not use up all of his minutes on his cell phone. So with that said, Linda, I want to welcome you to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your guests.
I just want to congratulate you again for your winning piece. And it's a very beautiful piece. And, you know, I have to tell you this, that I had quite a few people who had voted for your piece and was actually rooting for it to win, who I have spoken to face-to-face here in Maryland. And they were very elated when I announced that you had indeed won the contest for round two. But for our listeners, what I'm going to do is read a little bit of the letter that you had submitted with your piece, Angel Wings. And for those of you who are just joining us again, welcome to this, our very first show of our new season of Healing Through Hurt. It is so great to be back. I am Maria Wall, and I'm here with Linda Phelps. She is the winner of round two of our worldwide Healing Through Art contest. And this is the letter that Linda had submitted with the piece. She writes, "Hello, Maria. I hope this letter is the right place to send my thoughts concerning the Wings of Angels abstract that I have entered into your contest. The image shows my view of the wings of the angels that have been sent to me in times of difficult physical and emotional pain. I have been brought through by God and His angels. The abstract was made soon after I was well enough to start learning about photography after spending 15 years in bed with severe untreated fibromyalgia pain. I decided to take up photography because I had an interest in it, and it would encourage me to get out and walk around a little bit. The art of editing these images digitally has been most rewarding to me and gives me great pleasure. So this is when I created this abstract and why I gave it this name. The mental pain was severe, too. My husband has had 10 major surgeries from obstructions in his intestines. The last time was so terrible he almost died. In March, he developed another blockage. The hospital confirmed it was there. Hold on a moment, folks. I actually lost my screen. I tell you, it wouldn't be live radio and things if there wasn't some type of problem here. But let's go back. The last time was so terrible, he almost died. In March, he developed another blockage. The hospital confirmed it was there with the test that they did. I just could not bear the thought of him going through another event like this, like the last one. So while I was sitting beside his hospital bed, I prayed that God would heal him. It was so terrible of him to recover last time with a month full of difficult pain before he started to improve. Also, I was not sure I was up to all that was coming and going along with the added stress. A short time after I prayed God started to heal him. His pain level came down. He was more comfortable. They kept him in the hospital for 3 days to make sure he was all right before they let him come home. It was a very big miracle for us. God has helped us in many ways, but this is the biggest event we have had thus far. So that's Linda's story. And I want to start off, Linda, by talking with you about the fibromyalgia, because that is a very emerging subject right now. And explain to me what it is and what you were going through.
Well, fibromyalgia is a illness that affects your nerves. And I guess it usually starts in one place and you have some pain, but then it's progressive. My pain started in my left hip, and that was so painful. You know, I couldn't lay on it. But over the years now, my entire body burns when I go to sleep at night, and I wake up in the night, and it's been a while since I had my last medication. My whole body just burns like somebody poured kerosene on it and lit match. So it's a very common illness. Mostly women have it, but men do get it. And I was very fortunate that when I came down with this in the early 1980s, little was known about it then, and I'd been to like 5 different physicians trying to find an answer. When I was studying in the library, looking at medical books, it dawned on me that it was a rheumatoid illness. So, you know, God always marches before you, and so he had at this time. I had a friend that I used to work for who studied at the Mayo Clinic, took his residency there, and he specialized in rheumatoid illnesses, and he moved here to Texas, to San Antonio, and at the time we were living here in Austin. Mm-hmm. So I called him about it, and he said, well, we're doing a study on it. Come and be part of the study. And so I did that, and that was the way I got diagnosed. And at that time, he was the one who developed a method for diagnosing this illness, because you can do all kinds of medical tests, and nothing shows. Mm-hmm. So for many years, the doctors didn't believe it was happening, and they would just tell you it's in your head, as they told me. So, but it's a real problem. And you just need God's strength to get through it. You really do.
Yeah, you know, I've heard so much about this. And I do understand what you're saying, because a lot of people have said that their doctors try to convince them that it's all in their head. But to me, if you have all of these thousands and thousands of people who are showing the same symptoms, I don't believe that it's just something that's in everyone's head. And I can only imagine what it must have been like for you to go through that for, what was it, 15 years?
Yes.
Of pain, and you didn't know what it was. I mean, how did you, cope with that? And, you know, I know that faith plays a huge part in it.
Great.
But did you have help?
I couldn't be angry with God. I felt there was something for me to learn, although I didn't quite understand what it was at the time. And I had my husband here to help me emotionally as well as physically. You know, he did all the cooking. He did everything, because took care of our little girl, took her carpooled, and, you know, he just did everything, which was marvelous. And I just kept trusting God that he was going to do something to help me. And so, as I told you, I called John Russell and spoke with him. And my husband took me down to San Antonio, and I entered his study. And through that, got some medication that started helping me. So that was it. And I should say at this time that I have a friend that lives in Rochester, and she had her sister who has fibromyalgia move from Montana to Minnesota to get treatment at the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic does not believe that this is a true illness. They will not treat it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so don't go there seeking help.
Wow, that's good information to know, because, you know, if you're in pain, some type of pain, for people to tell you that there is no pain, it's still mind-boggling to me that so many people, they would do that to a patient.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for you to be just cut off from enjoying living, so to speak, for so long.
Exactly.
You know, let's move forward a little bit and talk about the photography and how that became a bit of a motivation and medication, so to speak, for you to help you to, you know, to move on and to feel better.
Mm-hmm. Well, my husband had done all the photography in our family, and so I used his camera. It was a film camera. And we went to a botanical garden here in Austin and started taking pictures of flowers. And I really wanted to learn photography. So I discovered that when you use film, you take the picture, and then you have to turn it in and wait for it to be processed and get it back. By the time you have it in your hand to look at, you don't remember what you did with the camera. So I decided that I needed a digital camera so I could view the image right away and remember what I did so that I could learn to improve it. So that's what we did. We found the best digital camera we could find, and I started with that one, and I think I'm about on my fourth digital camera now. I use a Canon D50 right now.
Ah, a Canon person.
Yes.
I am, and by the way, for all of you, I just want you to know that Linda's winning piece is for sale. You can get a copy of it or framed copy of it. If you go to Fine Art America and look up Linda Phelps, her piece is, you can order a framed copy. You can order it in several ways, canvas, frame, poster. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And for those of you who are joining us online, you can actually see the piece. And it's also up in our Facebook virtual gallery. If you're on Facebook and you go to Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc., if you go into our Round 2 virtual gallery in the photo section, you will see Linda's winning piece there as well, along with her story, because she's in the number one spot there, so it will not be hard to see her piece. But this is why we do this, because it not only helps the artist to get their work out, but it helps because there are other people out there who are going through this debilitating issue of fibromyalgia. And photography is a way that helped Linda move forward and to ease her pains. And it's just a suggestion for you to find whatever you like to do. Find that. It's something that can give you a reason to move forward. It helps to give you a reason to make it through the day. It helps you to enjoy something other than dwelling on the pain.
Exactly.
And I know, you know, Linda, for you, as we read your whole story, is the fact that your husband has gone through even or equal pain or more pain, because he has had several major surgeries.
Yes,
and Lord
yes.
knows, I know what that's like to have multiple surgeries. So, you know, hopefully, how's he doing now, and how are you coping, and, you know, what,
well,
if you want to get into a little bit more detail of what.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
That's great.
Hasn't had any more abdominal symptoms, you know, and he's just going about his daily routine and life, and is interested in things and excited about what he's doing, and just having pure pleasure now. So, and for me, this photography, the winning image is an abstract, and it started from a photo of little white flowers in a green leaves, and the swirls represent the wings of the angels as they come around you and hide you and protect you from evil. There's a verse in the Bible that talks about, hide me in the shadow of your wings. And so this particular image depicts that for you, that you're all covered up with the wings of the angels.
And it does. It does. It definitely has that feel to it.
Mm-hmm. So just editing photos, if you do digital photography, there is untold numbers of things you can do with abstracts and altering your photos. And it just gives me pleasure to do that. I just really enjoy it. It's kind of like a form of art, which you start with an image instead of blank paper.
I do. I agree. I enjoy it. It isn't it amazing how you can take something simple, like one flower, and when you get done altering it through digital means, you can come out with so many different
yes.
pieces.
Yes, it's endless.
And, you know, this is something that you can do at any age. So it doesn't
yeah.
matter if you're a teen, tween, you know, some toddlers even know how to use cameras. you know, capturing those moments is priceless. And what you do after that is can be amazing. Because even for me, I've learned how to take photography, and then I've started to work with acrylics on canvas, and then I'm painting my photography. So right now I'm finding more pleasure in learning how to paint in addition
to
the photography.
I used to paint, and then I kind of moved from painting into Norwegian folk art painting. And that's kind of tedious a little bit. And so when I got the that's what I was doing when I got the fibromyalgia, and then I couldn't do it anymore. So sitting at a computer and moving a little mouse, you know, I can do that and still get my creativity that I just have to have creativity in my life in order to be happy. And I love to be happy, and I'm happy all the time.
And that's it, you know, and that's the point that I think I was trying to drive home to our listeners, is the fact that find your muse, find what makes you happy, find what inspires you, and then act upon it, enjoy it. And before you know it, you've made it through another day, maybe not totally hurt and pain free, but it's going to be so much less.
Yeah, you're not focusing on it, and that's the key, I think.
Right, and I believe that so many people don't understand that. And, you know, you said that, I think you said initially that the pain started in your hip.
Mm-hmm.
Were you doing anything, or were you just sitting down?
No, I just noticed this pain right along the iliac crest on my left hip. And, you know, there's nothing there but a bone and muscle attachments and nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't figure out what it was, but now it engulfs my entire body. It spreads. I'm sorry to say. It's progressive.
So do you think that it's a nerve thing, you know?
Yeah, that's what the consensus seems to be from what I've read.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still an emerging illness. I do know that, and people, you know, will probably keep doing more shows on this because it is becoming very prevalent in society now.
Oh, yes. Doctor that I mentioned, John Russell, he said that this was even in biblical times, people were suffering from this, and it's a large portion of the population. They did a study to see, you know, and it's a large portion. It affects a lot of us.
Yeah.
But they still don't know what to do to help us.
But the medications, do the medications do anything for you?
Yes. I'm taking a thing called tirazidone.
Mm-hmm.
And that affects the inner workings in your brain, so that the message of pain goes to the brain, but then it gets kind of interrupted a little bit, so you don't notice it so much. And then I'm taking tramadol, which is for pain. And I take that, and that's it. I'm trying different kinds of additives, different vitamins and minerals and different things. But I think the krill oil has helped me some.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a difficult thing to deal with, and you just have to keep looking forward and trust that an answer will be found one day.
Yeah. But for the most part, the both of you, you and your husband, you're doing much better than you were initially, and he has not had any problems.
No, not since March.
Well, that's always a blessing, and
it is.
I think that we have to give our due to the fact that you kept the faith, and prayer does work miracles.
Oh, it does. I was just so overwhelmed that, you know, it was just me praying. I hadn't contacted anybody. It was just me and my husband in there, and he started getting well. Of course, later, you know, I asked friends and family to pray, but it was just my prayers that started it. So don't ever think that God does not hear. His timing and his answering is in his time. But God hears everything you tell him.
And, you know, I always speak about divine timing. And I tell people all the time that there are days when I just want to give up because there's so many things coming at me in so many directions that there are those days, but somehow I tend to hold fast to my faith. And before I know it, I've made it through another day. So I do understand the power of prayer and how wonderful faith can be in one's life. And I'm just so glad that to hear that you're doing so much better, because when I was reading your bio that you had sent along with your submission for the contest, you know, I could almost feel your pain, and I can only imagine the pain that your husband must have been going through. And even with his situation, did they know what, is it because he had it initially, he's prone to keep having that type of problem, or they're not sure why it kept coming back?
Yes. When he was in the service, he had appendicitis, but they did not believe him, and they put him in sick bay, but they didn't do anything about it. And his dad is a doctor. And my husband was in the reserves at that time. So when his time was up, his dad came there and physically took him from the ship to hospital right away. And they did the surgery for him. And he had gangrene all through his abdomen, because, see, they didn't do anything, and it just sat there and rots, and that happens. It kills your tissue.
Yeah.
So they did the surgery, and the doctor said, well, he's going to die. So his family asked everybody they knew, go to the church physically and pray for him. So they did that, and he got better. Then 3 days later, he had another surgery, and he had boils, over 150 of them, all lining his abdomen wall. And the doctor said, you know, after counting 150, he quit counting, lancing all these boils. So they put him back together and had all these drain tubes coming out of him, and they were flushing some kind of antiseptic through his system. And again, they were told he won't live, but he did. Thus, people went to the church again, and they prayed, and he lived. So then, about every few years, it used to be every 2 years, he would get an adhesion, and we'd have to go through this whole agony of process. But lately, you know, he's had longer times in between the episodes. And now perhaps he won't ever have it again.
Well, that would be a blessing, and I'm going to be praying that he doesn't, and that even your pain gets better.
Oh, thank you. That's so much appreciated.
You know that
I wouldn't put this on anybody, not even an enemy. You know, it's just too much.
Well, you know that I'm always here. I pray for the world, but I send special prayers for all of the people who I'm close enough to. And, you know, even on FAA, you know, we're like a little family there with the Photographers
yes.
Cafe and, you know, Healing Through Art. We, you know, when something goes on there, we all, you know, I'll send out messages if you know, people don't mind me telling the group. And, you know, I hope that they're listening and they're supporting. And if you, for those of you who are just logging in, you can hear the show in its entirety after it ends. It will be archived, and you can come back at your leisure to listen to it because they stay in the archives indefinitely. So this show will always be there. And even for you, Linda, for your people, if they did not or could not get on this evening, they can always, you can always send them the link and they can listen to the show at any time
yes.
that they like. And, you know, I
they
keep.
They have told me that they very much want to hear what is the discussion that you and I have.
And they will, I'll send it to you again if you need me to. But
okay.
They definitely will be able to hear the show anytime they like. And I know that you all had to switch to the cell phone, and you had a few moments left. But I'm not going to try to use it all. I don't want to use up your entire 70 minutes that you had
You're
left.
Right.
But,
thank you.
But I want to let everyone know that if you go to fineartamerica.com and you look up Linda Phelps, or you contact me, I will send you the direct link to her beautiful, beautiful piece and to her website there where you can look at all of her pieces, but the winning piece is available for you to purchase it in any form that you like, from canvas to framed artwork. Oh,
even
gosh, they offer
card.
So much.
Yes, you can even get a greeting card.
And greeting cards, that does. It makes for a beautiful, beautiful greeting card. The holidays are coming. You can use this card. It's very much, very, it's very versatile, so you can use it for almost anything, including the holidays, because it's just such a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. And
well, I'm honored that you would feature it on your program. Just truly honored.
And you know, that you know, I love doing this, and I love the fact that I like to promote people. And you know, I'll share this with you. You know, the first time that I did it, and it's so odd because I believe that the first winner was from Texas, and you're from Texas.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and then the second place winner was the same person in both rounds. So, and I believe she's California. So.
Oh.
I said, okay,
I was
folks.
Born in California, if that counts.
Texas is, well, there you go. Texas and California really, they're batting 1,000 here. And, you know, I just wanted to congratulate you because this is a worldwide contest. And I know that you're not on Facebook, but I do believe that I sent you the link where you could see the virtual gallery. And as
yes,
you know, that there were entries from all over the world. And
yes.
People chose your piece. And
it's amazing.
You know, it was meant for you. What's for you is for you. I could have had a million people enter, and if round two was for you, and it was, this is your time to shine. And, you know, this is what I did. And Tony McKinley, we are friends now. I still do speak with the round one winner.
Oh, nice.
She is there with me on Facebook. And I like to make sure that she's still doing okay. And, of course, you know, you can always write to me. You can always talk to me, call. I sent you my my office phone number earlier today. So anytime you just want to talk or you need me, you know that I'm very accessible. And
well, thank you. That's very kind of you, Maria.
You know, it's who I am, so
yeah.
You know. it's just who I am, and I enjoy doing this. And, you know, it's so odd that this second go around, I was attacked 50 million ways by all these strangers who thought that this is a horrible thing to do, to exploit you and your story. And I said, to give someone a chance to share their healing process with someone who may be going through the same thing, but that person has no clue what they can do to feel better. I can't answer that question because I've never suffered from fibromyalgia, but you have helped someone who's sitting home, who's trying to figure out how they can feel better. And that's why I do what I do. This is called Healing Through Hurt for a host of reasons. And your story is going to help someone else make it through another day and heal.
I'm sure it will. People that I know tell me that it helps because they know the pain I go through. And then they see the smile on my face all the time. So it's an encouragement to everyone.
And I thank you for sharing it.
I want to encourage your listeners.
And I mean, you can share it with the world. This sits here, and trust me, people all over the world are hearing what you have to say, and maybe in their countries, because I have listeners from all over the world in all types of remote locations where they may not even have heard of fibromyalgia yet. But if they know that they have some type of unexplained pain or they can't afford medical attention, maybe they know now to find something that brings them even the slightest joy to help ease that pain and help them to make it through a day. So,
it's especially true because, as I said, there's no medical test they can give you to know that you have this in order to diagnose it. You just have this unexplained fiery muscle pain. And the way they diagnose it, they have an instrument and they push it against your body and until it hurts, you know, and then you say, ow, and then they read that how much pressure it pushed before you said, ow. And then that helps. That's how they diagnose it. They just, you know, if you have a certain level of pain, then they diagnose you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So simple.
I would think that, especially if it's dealing with nerves, I know that when I had to have my spine surgery, I know they did this thing with me with this long, it was like a steel needle. It was this long thing, and then they injected it, well, they inserted it under my skin into the nerves. Mm. And it was very painful, by the way. I wouldn't wish
Not
that on anybody either. But, you know, when you're dealing with nerves, it's just such a touchy thing because once the nerves are messed up, it could just destroy your whole body. So this is not something to be taken lightly. And I'm sure that we could continue this. But just hearing the joy in your voice and just hearing, you know, people, whether they know it or not, they can hear a smile on someone's face. And you have this calm in your voice that, you know, it lets me know. And I get the feeling that you're at peace and you're not in a lot of pain right now. And to hear you talk about how much joy your photography brings to you is just, you know, it's a blessing. And I tell you, believe me when I say that someone is going to hear this who needed to hear this particular story right now. And they're going to go out and they're going to figure out what they like to do and what's going to make them happy. And they're going to discover that the more that they put their efforts into what they love and not focus on that discomfort and pain, the better they are going to enjoy each and every day.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, keeping the faith in prayer does wonders, too.
Yes, it does. So, well, thank you very much for this visit.
Oh, thank you so much, and congratulations on your win, and tell your husband that I'm so glad that he's feeling so much better And I pray that both of you continue your healing process and your journey, and that your pains become less and less with each passing moment. And I'm not going to run down your phone. So it's been
okay.
Wonderful talking to you. And
you know
how to reach me. You know I'm just a message away, a phone call, message, or whatever you need. And again, congratulations for being the winner of round two of our Worldwide Healing Through Art contest. And,
thank you, Maria.
Oh, thank you.
You have a soothing voice as well. I'm sure that.
Oh, thank you.
that you are blessing your listeners as you speak. So
thank
we'll
you
say
so
good
much.
Night and wish you the best as you continue on with your endeavors there.
Thank you. And I wish you all the best. I pray you enough, as I always say to my listeners. I pray you enough, so enough of whatever it is that you need to
mm-hmm.
help you make it through. I pray you enough, so thank
well,
you
thank
so
you.
Much. So you have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Maria.
Good night.
Good night.
We have been talking with Linda Phelps, the winner of round two of the Wall Foundation's Healing Through Art Worldwide contest. And as I was saying earlier, you know, I met a lot of opposition this time around. There were people accusing me. They were questioning my integrity. It was pretty bad. And that's why I decided to cut the program down to twice a year. So we'll be doing it again next year, early part of next year. We'll be opening up the Healing Through Art contest again. And I would like to do a face-to-face tour, real world tour, and showcase all of the entries. We have hundreds of entries from around the world. And these artists have stories that need to be told. And I'm going to probably do another segment where I'm inviting more of the artists to come on and talk about the story behind their pieces. And, you know, a few months ago, I was a guest on the Inspiring Lives with Dr. Shelley show out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I believe that my segment will be airing on November the 19th or 18th or 19th. I'm not sure. I'll keep you posted on that. But quite a few, Dr. Shelley wanted me to bring a few of the entries from the round one. And about five or six of them will be on television. You'll be able to see those pieces, including the winning piece, Tony McKinley's winning piece from round one. And of course, I'm going to continue to support the artist and his stories. And for those of you who don't know, tomorrow morning, of course, at 6 a.m. will be the regular Sunday morning meditation. And our theme for tomorrow is The Hidden Agenda. And my new book is scheduled to be released on December 21st. As always, you all know that each year for the last, well, now 2 years after my divorce, I have written a book. The first came out on 12/21 of 2011. It was Silent Noise, Healing Poetry of Life. And this year, Silent Noise Lip Service will be coming out on 12/21 of 2012, if the world is still here, because as you all know, that's one of those infamous scheduled days for the end of the world. But of course, I'm expecting us to still be here, so you can expect for the book to come out on 12/21 of 2012. And of course, I will be putting up the link so that you can pre-order And for a $25 donation, I will send you an autographed copy of Lip Service along with a 4x6 of one of my pieces of photography. So you will get a 4x6 print of one of my photographs that I have taken over the years. And you'll also get an autographed copy of my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. So I'll be having more information on that coming as well. And a special shout out to the Women of WOW, the Women of Wisdom and Worth. That's one of my women's support groups that I have on meetup.com. And of course, our opening music. I have to give shout outs to one of my colleagues and friends, Cassandra Allen. You can look her up on Amazon and get copies of our opening music. And of course, you can give a listen to all of her pieces there. A great lady, wonderful artist, multi-talented sister. So again, feel free to look up Cassandra, Cassandra Allen, Allen, on Amazon, get some of her music. She does a lot of great work for public relations as well. If you need more information on Miss Allen, just give me a line and I'll be sure to get that information for you so that you can connect with her personally. Again, if you're on Facebook, of course, you can also join me at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the WOW Foundation, Inc. Like us there. That is one of the best places to keep track of what's going on with the foundation, with Healing Through Hurt. All of our activities are always posted there on Facebook. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, we're WOW_Foundation on Twitter. And if you need to give us a call, on office number is 202-618-2556. Or you can email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And as always, if you need to talk to me on a personal level, you can also send me an email at mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Again, you know, I always end with my favorite mantra, which is that I pray each of you enough. I pray each of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each of you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. It is so good to be back here on our Saturday night show. Next week, I will be talking more about my new book coming out, Silent Noise Lip Service, and it will probably be the Poets Cafe Corner. So I'll be putting out an open call for all poets next Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The Poets Cafe is coming back. So if you're a poet and you want some free airtime to showcase your work, we usually limit it to 2 pieces. So if you'd like to be on, contact me. Get in touch with me, so I can give you all the logistics, get your name and your information so that I can do a nice promo for you and make sure that I have all of the information for your pieces that you will be presenting. All I ask is that they're nothing derogative, hateful, discriminative, any of that. just make sure that next week it will be an open call for all poets. And for those of you just joining us, you can hear the show in its entirety. As soon as it ends, it will be archived in a few moments. And you can hear the show. You just missed our interview with Linda Phelps. She is the winner of round two of the Worldwide Healing Through Art Contest, sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated and Healing Through Hurt. Of course, welcome to all of our guests. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening, to all of our guests in the chat room, and as well as all of you who joined us here in the call query. Again, I pray each of you enough, and I look forward to seeing you here next week. And of course, for those of you who are up early for the Sunday morning meditation coming at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you miss either show, you can always listen to them at a later time because they're archived, and you can just drop by and listen to them anytime you like. So again, thank you for joining me here this evening. I am your most gracious and humble and appreciative host, Maria Wall, and I look forward to seeing you all back here again next week. Until then, be well and have a beautiful weekend. Keep all of the victims from Hurricane Sandy in your prayers. You know, I'm sitting here in Maryland, and we got some of the wind and things, but we were spared the brunt of Sandy's wrath. But so many of our friends and people in other states and loved ones did not. So keep them in your prayers. And if you can donate to the Red Cross and other organizations that are right in the thick of it, please do so. Because but for the grace of God, it could have been any of us. And I was blessed enough. I didn't even lose power. It flickered one time, but it didn't go out. And that was it. And it doesn't look like I had any damage to my roof or anything. So I'm keeping all of those individuals in my prayers. And I hope that you will too. And of course, send any support that you can. So until next week, for some of you, I'll see you next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And for others, I will see you tomorrow morning for a Sunday morning meditation. Until then, this is Maria Wall ending our broadcast for this evening. And I hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Just a phone call or an email away. If you ever need us, our number is 202-618-2556. Or you can write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org or join us on Facebook at Healing Theater, iTalk Radio, presented by thewallfoundationinc.org. That's Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by thewallfoundationinc.org on Facebook. We're wall_foundation on Twitter. Give us a call if you need that listening ear. I am actually on duty this evening, so you will actually get a chance to talk to me. Again, our number is 202-618-2556. If you need me, I'll be here for a little while longer. So until then, thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful remainder of your Saturday and wonderful beginning to your week. I'll see you again soon. This is Maria Wall saying, I pray each of you enough and have a beautiful evening.